Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 2 of K-Talks. I'm so excited to be here with all of you. I just want to say thank you so much for all of the love and all of the messages I've received so far. You guys are incredible. So many of you have shared it on your social media and sent me messages and tagged me. And honestly, it just means so much to me. Your positive feedback, it really does fill me up. And I created this podcast for you because I truly just, I want to share what I've learned and am still learning on this journey and offer inspiration and tips and tools to also help you succeed in life. So thank you so much for that, guys. You are amazing. So this episode, it's going to be a little bit different because I wanted to share my story so you could get to know me a little bit more. So it's just going to be a little bit more free. So I'm a professionally trained singer and songwriter. I'm from Canada. And I'm back living here in Canada now, but I was actually living in the US for the past 6 years, and I was pursuing my music career. I moved to Los Angeles in 2014, and I was going to music school. I went to the Musicians Institute, and I was there for just over 2 years, and I got to write and was mentored by some of the most successful people in this industry. And it was just an incredible experience. I learned so much. I grew so much. I wouldn't change any of it. And from there, I moved to Nashville and was living in Nashville for the past 3.5 years and doing the artist thing and writing and recording and figuring out who I was, not only as a person, as a woman, but as an artist. And I love music. It's my passion. But maybe some of you, you know, if you're an artist and you're listening to this, maybe you can relate. The pressure of trying to quote unquote make it and support myself from music solely, especially living in the US under a very strict visa, it just put a lot of strain on my relationship with music. And the last few years I was in Nashville, honestly, I was just really unhappy. And it honestly took me a really long time to admit that. And it was a really strange feeling for me because music was all I ever wanted to do. But, you know, I was there just waking up every single day asking myself, what am I doing with my life? I felt like something was missing and I just couldn't quite put my finger on it. So I naturally started to do some deep soul digging. And through that, there was some major internal shifts that happened. And I really just needed to uncover what was actually going on. And that led me to moving back to Canada. And I mean, COVID happened too. And starting my own online business and this podcast. And I just reached a point in my life where I knew that I had to make some really big changes. And I was ready to just take control of my life. And so I embarked on this new journey. And it's been incredible. I feel like I've grown like 6 years in 3 months. It's been amazing, but it's also been a little bit scary at times. And I'm just being honest. I did have a bit of an internal battle happening inside of me because music has just always been such a huge part of my life. And it always will be. I grew up singing and acting and was in musical theater, and I just was always a creative person. I mean, I wrote my first song when I was like 8 years old. But it's not all that I am. And for a really long time, I was so wrapped up in the identity of being a singer and being an artist that I didn't know who I was apart from that. But I also grew up being an athlete, and I played hockey and track, and health and fitness was just something that I was always really passionate about. I competed at a very young age in bodybuilding. I was 16 when I won my first show and went on to win junior nationals at 17. And that's something that I don't really talk about too much, or at least I didn't actually for a really long time, because it always brought up a lot of pain for me, because with competing at such a high level and at such a young age, as you can imagine, it was a lot of strain, not only on my body, but also on my mind. And I went through years of struggling with an eating disorder and mental illness. But that actually led me to starting a journey with personal growth and becoming connected with my spirituality and yoga, and ultimately grown to the person that I am today. And I am giving the Cliff Notes version here, because if I didn't, guys, I mean, this would be like a 4-hour podcast. So, that's why I'm so passionate about personal growth and mindset and learning about the power of healing from more of a holistic approach, and using different types of energy work like Reiki, for example, or NLP therapy, which is neuro-linguistics. It's like a rewiring of the subconscious brain. Because all of that really helped me to overcome some really dark times, and it taught me strength, and it taught me resilience and self-awareness. And I just don't know where I'd be without all of that, honestly. So part of the mission for me with starting this podcast was me just wanting to share my experiences and share my inspiration and tools that have helped me through my journey, so I could also help you. And I definitely do not claim to have it all figured out, because I'm right here in the trenches going through it with you. But we all have our own unique voices and experiences to share. And, if you're out there and you have something that you want to share, I just want you to know that your voice is important and it deserves to also be heard. And I just want to add on a little something before we wrap up this episode, because there's definitely a lot going on in the world right now. So I just want to address it. If you are struggling and it's hard to see the light sometimes when you're in the darkness, right? I want you to know that through that darkness, you will find hope, you will find peace. It doesn't always seem like it in the moment. I wanted to share one of my favorite quotes by Rumi, he was a 13th century poet. The wound is the place where the light enters. And that is so true. We need the darkness to show us where the light is, but we often have to go through the pain and through the darkness to get to that place. But I want you to know that there is happiness and there is freedom on the other side. When I was going through, I call them my dark days, but I was really struggling with my eating disorder. And honestly, I didn't think I would ever overcome that. I used to wake up and think, what would it be like to not hate myself or hate my body? And I know that's a terrible thing to think. And I just want to tell you that on the other side of that is love and is joy, and it's freeing, because I've experienced it. And if I have, other people have, and you will too. So I'm sending you all love and light. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of K-Talks. Please hit that subscribe button for a chance to get a shout out for Subscriber of the Week. And also please write a review and let me know what you loved about this episode. I do really want to hear from you and create content that you love and enjoy listening to. It would mean the world to me if you could please share with a friend. And don't forget to tag me at KBellows on social media so I can see you're listening and reach out and connect with you. Until next time, I'll see you later.